The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai. Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Now stay with us because we're going to talk, well, we had cars to keep the guys happy. I'm sure there's lots of women into cars as well. And now an item that men can listen to as well. So you can stay for this,
Michael. Fantastic.
As well as the women. I was looking at, I don't know, did anyone see Graham Norton last night? But Chrissie Hynde, who used to be the lead singer with the Pretenders, was on. She is 62 years old. She was rocking it. She had over-the-knee boots, skin-tight skinnies, and on top nothing but a waistcoat and a tie, and she still had the big, thick black eyeliner that you're never supposed to wear when you've wrinkles, and she pulled the whole thing off. She broke all the rules and she made all the rules. She was just amazing. But most of us, as we get older, tend to give up the black eyeliner. The men start to tuck their shirts into their trousers.
Not Michael.
Or wear white socks with their shorts. The women stay wearing the same makeup and same lipstick that they wore years ago. Suddenly the skirts all look frumpy and clothes are either too young or too expensive. And you go to Europe and you're looking at French women and Italian women or Spanish women and men, and you know, from behind, they could be any age. It's only when they turn around and you see the face. So what are we all supposed to do? Well, we have advice here at hand from stylist Cathy O'Connor, who's rocking it in orange lipstick, which is the lipstick for the coral lipstick.
Coral.
Is the lipstick for the summer. And beauty editor Triona McCarthy. And, you know, on one level, it seems all frivolous, but it is sad in a way, the way so many people kind of write themselves off in terms of appearance. Once they get into their 40s and 50s and 60s, nobody'd bother looking at me, really.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think that, as you say, I mean, just in, if you go to places like Paris, women have still got it going on. But I do think that we are like really quite challenged here because there's a difference between fashion and style. And so I think what you see on the continent very often are other people who you might admire are those who are really stylish, and those who are fashionable are not necessarily stylish. And so I think what happens here is that every season we get five key looks. You buy them high end, you buy them high street. But there is this relentless machine of new trend. And if you're not wearing a trend, you are deemed not to be fashionable. But what happens if the trend doesn't suit you?
What happens if you stick with the classics and you end up just looking boring with your sensible shoes that are, you know, the right height and your sheath dress and your sensible jacket and just looking like you're going to the wrong wedding somewhere, you know?
No, absolutely. And I suppose the ultimate is personal style. And for me, personal style is the marriage of things that really work for your body shape and pieces that say something about who you are. Because at the end of the day, it's all about self-expression. We express ourselves through our clothes, through the choice of makeup, through the choice of lipstick we wear. And so it's about having, you know, you mentioned Chrissie Hynde, but what that is about confidence and attitude, where you're going, this is who I am.
But it's harder and harder for an awful lot of people, I think, to feel, ordinary people to feel confident. When, Trini, you know, you look at the faces of, you know, movie stars and all the rest these days, and it's not just the women, it's the men too, but the amount of face work, the amount of youthful stuff going on.
Yeah, but they are unrealistic images quite often. And I think people give themselves a really hard time comparing themselves to these people because they're all airbrushed. You know, nobody looks like that. I've met quite a lot of Hollywood stars that look a bit more Holly. Woof, 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 than Hollywood, I'll be honest with you. You know, everyone, you know, I think the most important thing is to embrace what you have naturally. If you've got curly hair, you know, get the right cut for your curly hair.
Yeah, but nobody wants to embrace their wrinkles. Nobody likes that.
No, I don't even like saying the word wrinkles. I call them fun-induced wrinkles. Yeah. You know,
my daughter used to call them my crinkles.
Oh, that's so cute. But it's about, well, yeah, exactly. Nobody wants wrinkles. So I always say, look, you've only got one face and you're going to have to look at it for the rest of your life in the mirror. So you might as well put that bit of serum on, look after it. And just
what is a serum? I mean, you grew up and your mother had cold cream and a moisturiser.
It was all so much easier,
maybe
wasn't
she
it?
Had a toner thing to wipe it all off.
Oh, fancy.
You know what? It is becoming slightly ridiculous sometimes. It's like somebody was telling me recently there's an earlobe cream. I was like, what? I didn't realise my earlobes are ageing as well.
That, you know, well, they grow bigger,
yeah,
don't they?
Bigger, your nose. Exactly. You know, somebody's probably going to bring out an inside of your nose cream next, you know. But I'm really about, you know, simplifying your beauty routine. I hate too much stuff. I think we're suffering from stuffication. You know, with the more stuff you have, the more responsibility you have, it's very easy to just break it down and get the the products that really work for you. Everyone needs to cleanse their skin. Everyone needs to protect their skin. So SPF is really important. And then you might have concerns, like you might think, okay, my eyes aren't where they, you know, used to be anymore. You know, I'm getting all this pigmentation. And a serum then is like an extra little step whereby you treat a targeted area with it or a concern that you have. So you might get a serum. Actually, there's a Boots one, Protect and Perfect, that is causing absolutely all my beauty editor friends.
So you don't have to be
it.
Paying, you know, creme de la mer
prices. No, I always say that, you know, there's something, you know, I don't care what you're using. You can go into your kitchen cupboard and use coconut oil, you know, which is fantastic for moisturising. But if you have certain kind of concerns, you should go and talk to your, you know, there's really well-trained pharmacists and beauty counter staff there now who can give you free advice. And I'm always saying as well that you need to kind of address what's going on with your skin every maybe 6 months. What was working for you 6 months ago mightn't be now because you might be in an office that's stuffy and your skin is drying out a bit more. You know, I'm pregnant at the moment and suddenly
Which is why your skin's glowing.
Oh, I don't know about that. Thank you, you're being very kind. I'm actually 96. But what's happened for me, like normally I have kind of dry skin on my face, but it's like all the sebaceous glands have decided to hang out on my face and my body is literally high and dry. So I'm needing different lotions now, you know. So hormones play a big kind
of
part.
And so the thing is not to stay stuck in a rut.
No.
With what you used to do 10 years ago. Cathy,
But also I think we need to accept that we age. You have to embrace ageing. And I think particularly for, I know it happens for men as well. But
I mean, you're just fantastic for people who don't know what you look like. Your grey streaks or white streaks, just with your dark hair just at the front, and it looks really cool. No, it is very cool.
Well, thanks. I mean, I got that in my, you know, my 30s. But I think that, you know, I think it's really awful for any woman to look at herself in the mirror and criticise herself. There's enough of that going on. So I think it's very, no one else is going to look at you and go, look at the wrinkles. And I think we can be all our worst own critics because, you know, we have this dialogue going in our head about what is wrong with ourselves because, as you say, we've kind of got an image of who we should be. And it's really about, you know, embracing whatever age you are and focusing on what is great, you know, what's great about
Michael,
you.
Michael, you're nodding, but does any of this make sense to you?
No, it makes fantastic sense because, again, I always think that the most elegant people are ones who are comfortable in their own skin and just would do their own thing and aren't head up. And there's nothing that scares me or men more than an over made up woman. Or over made at the wrong time of day or the wrong clothing. Yeah. Clearly things are so forced and contrived. Yeah. Scares the daylights out of us. Yeah. And we run a mile. So it's that whole thing of embracing.
That's such a good point, actually. I've been at a few like awards shows and things like that. And sometimes you literally can see the stress on the person's face because they've been like 4 hours in makeup and hair and they, you know, have tape on their dress and they haven't probably eaten for all day long and it's like, oh my God, will you just
But isn't
relax?
That generally a bad sign? A bit like clothes when you notice the clothes and not the person because actually if you're looking well and feeling well and wearing something, you should be comfortable, isn't that the point?
Absolutely, but also I think that, you know, sometimes we expect people to have innate kind of style and not everyone is born with that. You know, some people are really good at interiors, people have a great visual sense. And
so where do we go to get advice? Because very often we can catch sight of ourselves in a mirror and kind of think, I don't look like that. I used to look very different to this. Why do I look like that?
Do you know,
and what
that happened
do I do?
To me recently, I was in a lift and I looked at myself and I went, oh my God, I look like my older sister. I don't have an older sister.
Yeah. Oh my God, I look like my mother.
Yeah. No, but there's so much advice out there. So either you can get it on the internet. Most, you can come to personal shoppers like me. Most places have got personal shoppers in there. And so it's fine not to have much of a clue about style. But
and
if
even,
you don't know...
Even
if you,
boys know about Trini and Susanna. So your whole profession has just come through the roof in terms of everybody knows about stylists and professionals like you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it's about if you don't know, if you don't have expertise in that area, that's okay. We're not innately born with a sense of style. Go to someone who can help you. It's the same as if you don't know how to apply makeup or you feel like you're stuck in a rut, go to someone who you really admire.
And you know, one of the things I found when I got sick, because I was in and out of doctor's rooms, so I was back reading the magazine. So I was reading all your columns and all these advice things. And you read about that.
I need so much stuff.
But it's just even, I had, you know, and again, I think it happens an awful lot of people, doesn't it? You know, work and kids and family. So you're buying kids' clothes. You're just running into the chemist and getting whatever you used to buy for yourself. And you lose touch with the new products. So suddenly I must try that.
And you know what? It's really nice to do that for yourself as well, to take that little bit of time. You know, in the evening when you take off your makeup, put on that nice cream, you know, whether it's from the supermarket or if you've been, you know, able to afford a more expensive cream. It's nice to kind of take that time. And for anyone out there that is feeling old today, just think about this. You will never be as young again as you are right now.
But also, I think there is a real thing about, as you say, about you taking the time, particularly if you're a mother, because very often what you have is mothers who've got the best dressed children and they themselves are going around in their tracksuit.
Covered in baby sink.
No, exactly. But it really is a case of, because how, if you have got something, if you are looking good and feeling confident, you engage with the world in an entirely different way. And so it is worth it to take the 10 minutes, whatever it is, just to apply a little bit of concealer, whatever works for you. You are worth it. Take the time and invest in you. I've never worked with anyone who didn't. There's a mathematical formula. The amount of time you put into yourself results in how good you're going to look.
Just a car connection as well. Just
very briefly, because we have to go to the Baron.
Go easy on your air conditioning, because that dries out your skin.
Oh,
if you travel a lot as I do,
subtle but good, Michael.
And longest day of the year. Remember your sun factor. Always wear sun cream. Isn't what the song say? Listen, I really enjoyed that. I'd love to stay talking about this for longer, but we've lots more to get through before the end of the programme. So pay attention to yourself, mind yourself, and like the cars. Get advice, whether it's from a stylist or a friend or a makeup column.
Yes.
So who thought cars and makeup all wrapped up all together? Trina McCarthy, Cathy O'Connor and Michael Sheridan, thank you all so much. And we'll be bringing you to the Baron after this.